when people leave for vacation, they often don't think about protecting their home. It's a sitting target for about a week.
Correct. And it depends on how long you go on vacation. But really, we want people to focus on the thought of crime prevention at your residence. Really should be an everyday concept. However, for specifically for vacations, you really want to start planning well in advance of your trip. You don't want to be walking out the door and all of a sudden realize, oops, I forgot to repair that lock, or, hey, I forgot to get that system turned on like I was supposed to.
And for people leaving, I mean, what are some bare minimum easy preparations they can do?
Well, one of the first things you want to do is you want to go around your house and check all your entrances and exits. And we include windows with that as well. So go around and check and make sure all of them are functioning properly. The locks are working like they're supposed to. That way, if you find that there's a deficiency somewhere, you've got plenty of time in advance to go out and make that correction before going on vacation. Another step is to, you know, try to find somebody to keep an eye on your place. And this is going to be something you want to do in advance as well, especially your neighbors. Your neighbors are one of your best tools you have for crime prevention. So, you know, getting in touch with your neighbors, getting to know your neighbors is always a good thing. And just to kind of leave that reminder, hey, I'm going to be gone for a couple weeks. Do you mind watching out for my place while I'm gone? And then just be prepared to do the same when your neighbors go on vacation. But this isn't something that you could just walk over the day before and say, hey, I don't really know you very well, but by the way, so that usually doesn't work out quite as we hoped. You can also check for local law enforcement to find out exactly what kind of programs they have. The Carbondale Police Department, we have what's called a house watch program, which means that we'll have officers come by your residence and actually check the physical security of your residence while you're away. Not every agency, or they may or may not have that function. They may have some kind of extra patrol, but it's always a good idea to have somebody coming by and checking on your residence. That program at the Carbondale Police Department is a free program. There is no cost, but it is only eligible for city limit residents. You can also, if you're going to be gone for a while, just bear in mind that things change at your property when you're gone. So if you're gone in the summertime, grass grows. There's no sure sign that you're gone when everybody in your neighborhood has their grass mowed and yours is about 12 inches tall. So make sure you have some kind of arrangements to take care of the grass in the summertime, and in the wintertime, make sure that your driveways and sidewalks are shoveled, or at least somebody to drive into your driveway. That way it gives the appearance that you're there when you're really not.
Now, you talked about friends keeping an eye on the house and the property, and a lot of our friends now are on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't want to tell them all that you're not going to be there.
Well, that's social media is such a great tool, but it also it can have some drawbacks. Obviously, you don't want to tell everybody if you know, you have an open Facebook account or you're just free with your posts to let everybody know, hey, by the way, I'm going on this trip, or hey, let me post my pics of the great time I'm having. By the way, I won't be back for another 6 days, so that not advisable. So we recommend people to, you know, at least with their Facebook postings, keep them private. That way you're not sharing information, sometimes mistakenly sharing information to other people. And, you know, once that gets beyond your control, it's kind of hard to reel that back in. We want to make sure that you also, if you, let's say, drive to an airport, that if you have a GPS that you use, try to clear the screen on that, the history. That way, if somebody does break in and steal your car, they don't just turn that on and find out the fastest route to your unoccupied residence.
That is something I didn't think about. A GPS, and they break into the car, and they see, we'll go home. Mm-hmm. They're not there. They're at the airport, or they're gone.
Absolutely. And some other things that you want to do, just to, you know, you give the appearance that you're there when you're really not. Make sure that you either hold your mail and your papers and check out and make sure that you don't have any packages delivered or have somebody come by and collect those for you. And also a great thing to do is to buy some timers. The timers nowadays are pretty awesome. You can set them for multiple times per day, clicking things on, clicking things off. What you want to do is you want to recreate your typical habit throughout your house through the day. So having lights, having radios are always a good thing to have on timers. That way, again, you can create that illusion that you're there when you're really not.
When you look like you're there, what about curtains? Because when mm-hmm. we would leave, we'd always close the curtains up tight.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good idea or bad?
Well, it depends. Are they always closed up tight when you're gone and always open when you're there? So you got to keep that in mind, is if I've got my curtains closed only when I'm home, people are going to figure that out, that, okay, well, the curtains are closed. He never closes the curtains when he's at home. But it's always good to have, if the curtains aren't closed, to have a more of a sheer curtain. That way it obstructs the visibility inside, but it allows light to come in. So that's just, again, try to keep your habit as best that you can. That includes windows, because that could be a sign that, oh, hey, by the way, you know, those curtains are closed. Those are never closed from, you know, 6 to 10 p.m. when people expect you to be at your house if you're working all day. It kind of sends that signal that maybe you're not there.
Right. And about the windows, a lot of people have a shrub or a tree in front of there. Should they trim it up maybe, or?
Yes, absolutely. And that's just something that we want to have people do at all times. You know, we want to make sure that there aren't any hiding places. If your house is on the top 10 list for kids wanting to play hide and seek, that's probably not a good thing, because criminals could take advantage of those things too. So keep your windows, hedges by the windows trimmed, keep them separated, and just kind of keep in mind that, you know what, if I go to my house and I look and I see that, well, there's a possible hiding spot, that might be a time to address that again. You want to do that in advance of that trip, because you don't want to walk out the door and go, oh, wait, I got a, you know, 15 minutes on the hedge trimmers before we go.
Sure. Officer Randy Mathis is joining us from the Carbondale Police Department, going over tips if you're going to leave your house for an extended period of time over vacation. What else is there besides windows and social media and things like that?
Well, we also want to make sure that you keep your valuables in a safe place. If you get a safe for your home, the common recommendation is, if it's under 750 pounds for that safe, secure it. Because if a criminal breaks into your house, yeah, you got things locked up in the safe, but if it's light enough that they can transport out of your house, then that doesn't do you much good.
So, right. We had a safe delivered to our business one time, and it was in a box. The guy didn't know what he was delivering, and then we actually got the wrong one. They didn't send the combination with it, so we had to take the old one. Mm-hmm. And so he carried the new one in a box, didn't know what he was carrying, and he put it down. He said, what am I taking back? I said, the safe. He goes, no, I'm not. I can't pick that up. We just did.
Exactly. So and that's one of the things, that keep them secured. Also, if you got valuables that you're not going to need to get at, you know, in a really quickly time frame, we encourage people to get safe deposit boxes at a bank. You know, it's just better be safe than sorry. And if it's something that you're not going to need every day, might be a good idea to lock it up there just in case.
Right.
And that's not good just for crime prevention, but, you know, what if there's a natural disaster? You know, you have a fire, we have a tornado. You know, that keeps your property safe somewhere at a secure facility.
All right. And real quickly, Carbondale Police offers a free program for in-town residents. How can they get more information about that?
Well, you can visit our website at carbondalepolice.com. You can contact me at the police department at 618-457-3200, extension 402. Again, it's 618-457-3200, extension 402. Not only for vacation watch, but also we have what's called a home security survey, where I'll go out and I'll make recommendations on crime prevention based on locks, lighting, and landscaping to help residents improve the security and crime prevention at their residence. But that is only eligible for City of Carbondale residents.
But do you know of any other towns that would have that?
They would have to check the local agencies to find out if that program is available.